So everyone has their different points of view here. So we'll get to Nat first, and then we'll discuss with you boys who you think is a champion in your mind in the current game. Champion, Nath, means different things to different people. But firstly, Ross, you coach Nat for, well, all of his career just about. Is he a champion in your eyes?
Well, he's well on the way to being a champion. He's a champion. We can discuss the parameters, but it's about longevity and high-level performance. But he certainly has got another 5 years of high performance to deliver and of the very highest level. On mixed comments, clearly great coach, but as a finisher, I think we all acknowledge that's not his absolute strength. But competitive beast, contestable winning, contested mark. But he has improved his goal kicking over the last few years. So I'm clearly qualified to comment on his defensive transition. There's a lot of noise about that. What happens with the great players when that they might have a few shocks? The grandmother statements I don't like of transition and defensive run. No one was more fierce on team defence and defensive transition than me. And there's times I've hit Nathan up in team reviews and I could go to them and pull them. And there's times he's exceptional because he is a big runner. And teams really try and target him. So if you went to Sam Mitchell and Hodge, they weren't great runners, but people ran around them and covered for them. But I can tell you defensively, when he's on, his mindset to defend is as good as anyone and can do it. But teams go out of their way to exploit them. So the grandmother statements, he doesn't do this. A, he can be a better finisher, but he's building on that. But the rest of his game is quite special. When you see at international rules and you've got Hodge and Clarkson guffawing over how good he is, like, he's elite, made no mistake about that. But he needs another 5 years of high performance. And hopefully that team builds around him to give him... If you were to lob him in the Collingwood midfield, it would be frightening, you know. So, but that's where I'll leave it.
Do you have to be a premiership player to be a champion?
No. Clearly not. No. Yeah. Nathan Buckley's not a premiership player. He's clearly a champion.
Yeah, I think the word... one thing I do agree with what Mick said there, strongly agree, the word champion gets thrown around far too easily. It just people just go, oh, he's a champion. And I think champion to be, if you put that alongside a player's name, champion sits above a Hall of Fame induction because there are a lot of, I would argue, there. And by the way, the Hall of Fame is obviously a huge, huge honour, but I think there would be, you could argue there's a lot of people in the Hall of Fame that aren't necessarily an absolute champion. So to answer your question, I agree exactly what Ross said. I think Fife, if he continues the path that he's on, he will be a champion. Not quite yet for me. But can I tell you who I think is?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Jay-Z, champion or not, Nat Fife?
Yeah, I think the two Brownlows makes him a... I think I've called him in copy a champion midfielder. I think he's when you're the best player in the league twice...
He's played 177 games, by the way.
It's more the MVP, I would acknowledge. Has he been the player's MVP?
Yes, he has, I think.
That's to me, that's it. Yep. And the Coach Association, they're the two best awards. Yep. The Brownlow, the umpires have got enough on their...
I'll agree with that, Ross.
Unfortunately...
all right, Duck, who are yours? Who are your champions?
He did his hamstring last night, Nat, so hopefully he's back quickly. All right, the school, it's a current player.
Current player
currently
right
playing the game.
So, by the way, Fife, I think, will be a champion. He's just not quite there for me yet. But the champions right now, playing right now, off the top of my head, is Ablett Jr., Franklin. I think Pendlebury's a champion, and I also think Joel Selwood's a champion, and I also think Dangerfield's a champion.
So five champions, of which two we'll see today. It's a
nice
list.
What separates Dangerfield from Fife?
I'm interested in that.
Long, he's played 250.
Another 4 years of Fife performance. Yeah.
I've got pretty much exactly the same list as Duck. Or it is exactly the same, but I've got Dustin Martin in there. Because I feel that at the biggest stage, he changed that footy club when he got there. I think they've all got behind him. He's probably the spiritual leader of that club, and he's been able to, in two grand finals, be an unbelievable player, win a Brownlow medal.
How many games for Dusty?
He'd be getting close to 200. He's 29 at the moment. Yeah. In game-turning ability, I think that's what I look at as a champion. That's why I think Selwood is a champion, because he changes the course of games. I think Dustin does that. So I've got exactly the same list, but I've added Dustin Martin.
226 games for Dusty.
Champions also have the ability, so they're not, champions aren't accumulated. Champions are people that change the course of a game regularly and grab games by the scruff of the neck. Fife does that. Fife can do that, no doubt. But, another couple of years and you just say, yes, absolutely.
Ross, champions currently playing in your mind?
Same. I have Pendlebury, Ablett, Franklin, Selwood. And then in the head, like, John, Kennedy, from the Swans, like 250 premiership player, BNS, but it's just that higher level of performance. Yeah, he's a great player in his own right, but that champion is a very special level.
Jay-Z?
Yeah, I've got the same. Pendlebury, Selwood, Ablett, Franklin, and I would include Fife in there at the moment. Interesting comments on Dustin Martin, Brownie. He's only, I shouldn't say only, he's won two club best and fairest and had one exceptional season. But do you reckon he's got the best out of himself over the course of a year? Like, to me, he's had some unbelievable games and unbelievable form patches, but I wouldn't say that he has consistently got the best out of himself over the course of a season, other than that one year. I mean, he's only two club best and fairest for possibly the best player in the game.
It's a fair call you make. The best, or the second best player to ever play the game, Lee Matthews, as Duck looks over me before I said that he was the best player, said that was the best season he's ever seen anybody play, yeah. Which was a pretty special season. But I threw him in there because he does change the course of a game.
He's a match winner.
And I think he doesn't lose a one-on-one contest. And every time he gets the ball, in big moments, he makes the right decision and he puts his teammates into a better position. And I think he, in those premiership years, he made Jack Riewoldt a better player because not all the focus was then on Jack Riewoldt. And when he went through the middle, I think he's just a special player. But like Fife, doesn't really defend that often and has other players pick his man up, which allows him to get more of the football.